What's going on, guys? What's going on, everyone, ladies and gentlemen out there? Yes, this is the Block Report Podcast with your host, the magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. Yes, I'm in the building. I'm in the building, people. And I don't know if you guys tuned in. You've checked out the latest upload of the podcast, which where we were talking, we talked about the pending prosecution and the indictment of the former governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder. And we also spoke on and touched on what is going on with GameStop. Well, guys, as things are developing, it's a developing story, and you know us here at the Block Report Podcast, we are all over it. Now, I see a lot of other people, and hey, I'm not upset about it. A lot of people, because I've been posting about it on the on our social media page, and then and I've been on it since it began. Well, I got onto it really, literally, since last Friday. I picked up on it, but you know, I see everybody's all over it now. Celebrities, all kind of people and stuff is jumping on it. But anyway, here's the case, guys. It hasn't moved. This week, we'll see what happens this week here. Well, this week, this Friday, we'll see what happens here, because a lot of the contracts will be expiring on this Friday, although there are other contracts, option contracts that are open and available. And so a few things happen. Wall Street Bets, the subreddit group on Reddit, their Discord was shut down. They've been brought out to the media, to the forefront. Of course, they were doing what they were doing out in the open. People are talking about regulators. You got Congress people coming out, talking about them, the news, everyone, celebrities is all over it. And they've really got the financial markets and the world, that's paying attention to this in a tizzy right now, because these huge, hedge fund managers and billionaires and Wall Street insiders that were shorting these stocks. And it wasn't just GameStop. It was other stocks like AMC, American Airlines. AMC is the movie theaters, Nokia, and several other stocks on smaller level. But the heavily shorted one, the biggest one, was GameStop. And I believe after GameStop is AMC. And I think American Airlines has like another about 25% short. And as things went on, eventually the game switched up. The game switched up all of a sudden. Certain brokerages and investing apps stopped allowing people to buy these stocks. So that's going to be a big deal coming on. I mean, that's probably going to be a lawsuit and all kinds of things going on right there. However, that's something to be settled in the future. But the thing is, because certain apps like Robinhood, who has some connection to some of these well-heeled, well-funded market types, market maker types, and hedge fund types, billionaires, the Robinhood app is under extreme fire from the public for their part in doing that. But it wasn't just them. TD Ameritrade did it as well, but they quickly reversed during the course of the day. Robinhood probably will reverse that action by in the morning market time, when the market is ready to go. I checked the app recently, and right now they opened up everything as far as you can buy GameStop now and AMC, and they are trading They have they opened up the options trades as well, because that was also shut down. They weren't letting anyone buy any options either. You could only close your position. So basically, they were trying to force you to sell whatever you had in regards to those stocks. So that forced sell situation is going to be a big problem for them in the future. And who knows how much millions that they caused retail investors to lose and miss out on with that move there. But this, Jet 2021 has started out on some type of a trip. I mean, you had the people that went ahead, the Trump supporters who tried to take siege to the Capitol building. And now you have the Wall Street bets and the retail investors. And who knows, there may be some sort of insider, more knowledgeable investor type of people in the mix that's contributing to this, effort and situation to perform this short squeeze on these hedge fund managers. But ultimately, they can't blame the retail investor, and they can't blame these people that is doing this, and they can't bring any blame, shame, or harm to these people for them taking advantage of the system that is in place, because they are essentially playing by the rules. They just use the strategy, and these guys that were shorting the stock of GameStop and these other stocks, they were taking on too much risk. And it's very similar to a lot of these guys when the 2008 financial crisis went down, that was taking on too much risk as well, and that caused that crisis to go on, where then they had to be bailed out by the people. The banks and these other entities had to be bailed out by the public with their tax dollars. And if you go on to the Wall Street Bets page, I see people on there speaking specifically about that, talking about the financial crisis in 2008 and what it caused, what it did to them, and how they were affected by it. So what I'm saying is that these are people that you guys should just check it out for yourself. But I just wanted to give you the update. Now, it's going to be very interesting when the market opens up on Friday to see what goes on, to see if because GameStop, that stock went to $500 before pre-market trading, and then it swung down to $100. So that stock is trading just crazy. But of course, there was a bit of interference with Robinhood and TD Ameritrade by blocking people from buying the stock, and Robinhood especially forcing people to only sell. So we're going to see what's going to happen when the market opens up, and it's going to be, I don't know. What do you guys expect? Do you think that GameStop is still going to keep rising in stock price tomorrow? It closed at around two something, and then after hours it jumped to over $300. So do you think GameStop is going to go to $500? A lot of people, when you read the Wall Street Bets page, they're talking about taking the stock to $1,000. Some people say $5,000, but who knows? Where do we think it's going to go? What do you think? Now, another thing, let me caution you. This is a high volatile situation. And of course, I'm not a financial advisor, but what I would tell you is that in any situation, you don't put money up that you cannot afford to lose. So if you were thinking about getting involved in the situation, getting involved in the stock, which I would say stay away from the stock, because you don't know, you buy it at the top and then it starts to tank, and now you got to sell it less, sell it for less money, sell it low. It may go up, but who knows what sort of tricks or other things may happen with these brokerage firms and these investing apps. If you're already on them, who knows what sort of tricks they may pull tomorrow to kind of interfere with the game again, and what else may go on. Also, that they halted they're halting the trading of some of these stocks, like AMC, American Airlines, and GameStop during the course of the trading day because there's so much volume, but they are halting them as well. And so, I mean, I would just caution anyone who was thinking about venturing and going into that. But that's what's going on there with that, guys. And I just want to give you an update and chime in on it. And as I tell you, it's a developing story. Now, who knows? Is it going to be like this next week? Also, you have politicians like Ted Cruz and Ocasio-Cortez, and they're tweeting about it and they're saying this and that. Although I think that some of the guys on those message boards on Reddit and on out there on Wall Street Bets and other places, people that are dealing with that, they already understand and know that these politicians are not their friends, so they're not really impressed by that. Majority of them is from what I can tell. So, of course, though, politicians, you know what they do. They like to pander and do all these things. So they'll try to take up any issue or side to say, you know, they want to side with the little guy or side with this, you know, like they're on the side of the people. But it's all about them trying to elevate their political career. You even had celebrities. I hear that Ja Rule went ahead and he was furious on Twitter, and his Twitter fingers got to him, and he was over here talking about how Robin Hood was crazy for what they were doing by halting, not stopping people from buying the stock and all of that type of stuff. So this thing has become a phenomenon. Eyeballs are all over it. People are on it, and everyone and their mother and their sister and their brother and their granny is watching this. But as I said, it is a risky situation, and investing your money, period, is a risky situation. Even the safest investment has some level of risk to it. So I would just advise that any sort of money or attempt to put any money into the market on anything, that you must already come with the mindset and understanding that, hey, I could possibly lose some or all of my money on this. That's why you don't put all of your money into one thing. As they say, don't put all of your eggs in one basket. So a financial advisor would recommend, and even just a very astute investor and investor would let you know to diversify your portfolio and have your money in different places. So if one investment doesn't do so well, you at least, if you have some, you'll have some money over here somewhere else that could kind of keep you going over and keep you going, rather than you put it all in one thing and then that thing gets crushed. As well, noticeably so, what I noticed as well is that Tesla, Apple had great earnings report, over $100 billion for the quarter, $111 billion in revenue they reported, and great numbers and stuff. And Tesla, they did okay. They did better numbers year over year for their revenue, but they missed on their earnings per share beat. However, just so you know, what I noticed besides from that, because I'm not a financial analyst, but I'm giving you some of the details. I read over the stuff. I made sure to get myself educated and schooled a little bit on it so I could sound like I know what I'm talking about, which I do, but sound halfway like I know what I'm talking about. But I'm just letting you know I'm not one. So I'm not a financial expert, so don't take me for that. But I do understand what earnings are, what earnings per share is, and what those things are about, which is very important for you to know about if you're looking to invest in being an investor in a company. Because right now, the market, The stock market is more of a place where people are doing stock picking. So they're picking certain stocks and they're running them up and they're getting their money up that way. If you don't know, if you've been under a rock and haven't been paying attention. But yeah, so what I've noticed, those stocks that have huge runs, they're really not getting any action. Their action has been kind of flat and sideways since this phenomenon with this short squeeze on GameStop has occurred in some of these other stocks. So what, it's just simple. One would just easily see that what's going on is that people are taking their gains and their money out of those stocks like an Apple, because Apple has run up and has had huge gains recently. And so is Tesla. Tesla doubled itself. Let's see. It was August of 2020. All right. So less than 6 months, Tesla doubled, did better than double its stock price from after it did its split in end of July, beginning of August of 2020. So some people have had some huge gains. And not only that, Tesla's like over 700%. So if you had got Tesla stock from the beginning of 2020 or end of 2019, you probably got it from anywhere from about $280 to $400, $420. And then it ran all the way up to over $2,000 before it split for a 5-for-1 split. So some people have huge gains in those stocks. And basically, they're just... probably more than likely selling some of their position there and running up GameStop, AMC, and all these other stocks here. So it's a hell of a game and some of these guys are stating that they know that it's a possibility. They're doing what they're doing and they know it's a possibility that they could lose their money. And they're still willing to do it. Also, I check on the message boards, and some people are even encouraging each other to donate some of their gains from what they've done with GameStop to charitable causes and things like that. So, I mean, you know, so you're going to see a multitude of different type of personalities and thoughts that are out there if you check this stuff out as well. The other thing I was going to say is, yeah, it's just this, it's been very enthralling and very amusing and interesting to watch. And although, as I said, yes, the other part, how I said, so some of these guys know that it's possible they could lose their money, because the thing is, you run this stock up, but you don't know if everybody's going to hold their stock, especially if you buy the stock, you bought the stock, you don't know if everybody's going to hold for those gains. Who's really going to hold? And then let's say the stock starts going down. Somebody's going to sell. It's just like, you know, you might have some friends that might hold the fort or hold it down with you or whatever, but if push come to shove, you know, you can't really, and these are people, not all of them know each other. They're kind of, you know, disparate. They could be all over the place, all over the world. They don't have to be, you know, so it's going to be very hard for these so-called regulators and other people to try to say like they want to target them for anything. I think that's why they had to go with the move of trying to stop buying of the stock. So the thing is, because this is the one thing that is known for sure, that at some point somebody's going to end up holding the bag, as they say. But the one thing is that could happen possibly, because they keep saying buy and then hold the stock. They have to hold the stock for a while, and especially if they're thinking about capital gains tax and stuff like that, they'd have to hold the stock for at least over a year once they buy it. To reduce their taxes on it. Who knows? Anything could happen. whereas in that amount of time. And somebody might say, oh, I need some money. And they sell their stock, and it might be a good portion. And then any sort of triggered off selling might cause others to start selling, and it could go down. So, and it could crash. So that can happen as well. What is curious as well, people are saying, which is something in contrast to AMC, AMC saw their stock price rise up and rocket up. And they were in a ton of debt, and they ended up, they put out, they did an offering, and went and sold some shares of their stock, and made some money, got some money for their stock, in order to help them with the debt that they've ran up during COVID by having a loss of traffic going to the movie theaters. But a lot of people are saying, and one of the questions is what's up with GameStop, why they haven't done the same thing as well, which is quite interesting. I guess we'll have to wait to hear how that plays out, if they will eventually do something like that, or why they're not going to do it. Although essentially the word around town is that GameStop is essentially a company that was going to go bankrupt. Well, anyway, guys, look, I'm not going to stay here too long. And normally, you notice we skipped our normal regular entry of how we come on. You know, I always do tell you all the social media where you can find us and whatnot and all of that. And I just jumped right into it. Well, that's because, hey, man, this is a hot topic. It's a hot story. And, you know, what a time to be alive, and check it out. So, but the whole thing is, I can drop all that information on you now. If you're a repeat listener and you've tuned in, well, then you should already know. If you're new, well, stick around and you're going to hear it right now. So check it out. You can contact us at theblockreportpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions, comments, if you'd like to support the podcast, any other way, offering any type of service or anything like that. Don't spam me, please. Don't make it legitimate. Make it actually worth my while. Think about if you would be interested in whatever you're talking about. If he's, you know, would I be interested? Hey, all right, cool. Also, you can hit us up on the DM or on the page on Instagram at the Block Report Podcast, and you can tweet me, hit me on Twitter at TafariXL, TafariXL. Anyway, we're closing this one out. It's been a great one. It's been a good one. I hope you make a ton of money. I hope you do very well. Be safe. Be well. Remember, health is wealth, but it doesn't hurt to have a pocket full of money and a bank full and your bank account full to the brim. And with that, I'm out of here. Peace, y'all.